The first reading today, St. Paul tells us that he is already being poured out in sacrifice. Another translation of that is, I'm being poured out as a libation. So in other words, it's like there was a pitcher that was full of liquid and it is being poured out. And so we look at our own lives, and what we tend to do is try to fill up. We have this pitcher that we want to fill with more and more and more and more stuff. And ultimately we can say, here's my life. Here's what it's all about. St. Paul says he's being poured out, not filled up. He's being filled up with Christ. But in order to fill ourselves with Christ, we have to empty everything out. And so St. Augustine tells us that if you want to take a pitcher that is filled with vinegar and you want instead to fill it up with honey, you not only have to pour the vinegar out, you then have to scour it to be able to get rid of all the vinegar taste and so on that remain so that you can put honey in it without it being spoiled. Well, that's the same thing. We're filled with selfishness, we're filled with sinfulness, we're filled with materialism, we're filled with all kinds of things that are not of God. And if we want ourselves to be filled with Christ, we have to empty everything out first so that he alone can be there. And to the degree that we are willing to empty things out, that's the degree to which our Lord can be present within us. Obviously, he's there in the fullness of his being, but as far as our own life goes, how much are we willing to allow Christ to actually live in us and through us? Remember, St. Paul could get to the point where he'd say to the Galatians, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And he says, I still live my human life, but it's a life of faith in Jesus Christ. And so while he was still alive, he was poured out completely so that he could be crucified with Christ in order that he could live with Christ. For us, that becomes kind of a frightening thought. How do I get poured out? How do I be crucified? Well, that doesn't sound like too pleasant of a thought. Even if we think about it, it's one thing to take a pitcher and pour it out, but if you have a rag or you have a sponge that's in that pitcher and you need to get everything out of that, it needs to be squeezed. And that's exactly what God does to us. He wrings us out. He squeezes us because he wants to get every drop of everything that is not of him out. And that's not fun for us. But it's not about what's fun. It's about the charity. It's about the love of God. That's what it is that he's doing. If we truly love him and we want to serve him, then he's going to do these things. And he's going to do them because we love him. So again, we have to be able to see things from that spiritual perspective. What St. Paul is looking at clearly was not seen as a punishment, just the opposite. Because he tells us that he's being poured out, and now he says there's a crown of justice, which literally says there is a merited crown which awaits me. So he's not saying this isn't fair, how come God is angry at me? No, he's saying, look, I'm being poured out because now there's a merited crown that awaits. And he says, it's not just for me, but also for those who love his coming. So that is what he's offering to each and every one of us, if we are willing to make him the priority, if we're willing to live our lives for him. And ultimately, if we're willing to allow him to live in us and through us. So this is not an easy task. You look at how long it took St. Paul to be able to get there. You can look even at St. Teresa of Avila. It's always a fascinating thing to me because the woman never once committed a mortal sin in her entire life. And it took her years before she was able to achieve that perfection. People like Saint Therese, yeah, they did it in a few years. But Saint Teresa, who is the one who is the ultimate teacher in prayer, it took her decades to be able to get there. Now, I always look at it and think, well, you read the prophet Isaiah, and it tells us that the time is coming. People are going to live, you know, for a long time and be thought to be a curse who doesn't even make it to 100 and so on. Today, I'd say anyone who makes it to 100 is probably a curse. But on the other side of Our Lady's triumph, it may be that we're going to be living to biblical ages again. For some of us, that might be the only way we're going to actually get poured out, is if we have centuries, not just decades, to be able to get all the junk out so that it can be filled up with Christ. Whatever God's mercy has in store for us, that's what we want to be able to accept. And that's what we want to be able to conform ourselves to. But again, just know that God only wants the best for you. So if things are difficult, if things are not going the way you want them to, whatever, trust. Just know that God wants only the best. Somehow, in a way that you cannot see at this moment, this is going to be for the best. It may take you years before you can look back and see that it was the best, but it'll get there. Just trust and let Him continue to pour you out, to wring you out, if that's what's necessary, so that we can be crucified with Christ, so the life we live will no longer be ours, but rather it will be Christ living in us.